back here on 94.3 KNIA inside the Indianola Hy-Vee radio broadcast booth. Joined now by Indianola head girls coach Jeff Jansen to give his thoughts on the game earlier. Coach, probably not quite the outcome you wanted, but can you walk us through the game a little bit in your girls' team in their effort tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to start that quarter, first quarter up 9-4, we couldn't ask for a much better defensive performance. To hold DCG to 4 points in a quarter is truly outstanding. That was a great effort by our girls, being locked in on the game plan. Again, who have we been and who are we this season? Way too many turnovers, and we saw that right away in that first quarter and especially that second quarter. But how this game started, how that first half went, I couldn't be prouder of our girls, how we responded in practice this week from a tough loss at Carlisle on Monday.
You know, yeah. Girl that had a really good a game kind of inside was Madison Grover. Got into a little bit of foul trouble there with four fouls. It didn't seem to affect her minutes a whole lot. Did you have to make any adjustments when it came to her?
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, one thing that we talked about on Tuesday or Wednesday in practice was that we've been so passive this year in defense and on offense. And how do we kind of reframe our minds to being more aggressive? And you know, Madison took that to heart. You know, a couple questionable calls, I would say, a little bit, but not lack of effort, not lack of her getting after it and being aggressive, which we need more of. We're playing 8-9 girls. We have bodies. We got girls that are playing a lot of minutes, and so let's maximize their effort, maximize their minutes.
You know, you come in here on the road against a really tough DCG team, you know, and you mentioned it a little bit earlier, you know, you guys getting up in that first quarter and being able to limit their scoring a lot. You know, what do you kind of got to do moving forward to kind of keep that trend going and be able to keep that throughout the four quarters?
Yeah, you know, I think offensively especially, we can't let one or two turnovers turn into four, five, six, seven in a quarter. And so continuing to value those possessions, continue to work on the fundamentals of facing pressure in practice, being able to make sound passes with pressure, ball fakes, you know, looking girls that off one way and throwing another way and things like that. So, you know, since break, quite honestly, we've been trying to incorporate even more fundamentals into our game, in our practice plans. And we're getting there. This week, you know, between Carlisle mixing up defenses and DCG being one of the best defensive teams in the state, we knew we were in for it. And we got to keep making strides and keep believing in ourselves.
You know, you mentioned break, and kind of what's that like for you guys? You know, the month of January, obviously, for any high school basketball team is a busy time. You're playing a lot of games, but you guys have kind of had a gauntlet of a schedule on you. Any opponent, you know, in the Little Hawkeye Conference or outside of that's going to be tough, but you guys have had a really tough road here, especially coming out of winter break.
Yeah, you know, heading into break against the number two and number three ranked teams in 4A, and then we come back from break and have three more ranked teams and fourth a fourth one in a row, or sixth row in a row, I guess, with Pella next week. So, again, we got to stay the course. We got to keep building each other up. We know teams aren't going to feel sorry for us, and they're not going to take their press off. And so how do we continue to reframe our minds to be confident, to be pride, to have more pride in what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish? And, you know, I believe in our girls, and with effort like we saw tonight, we can work with that. There's an opportunity to upset a great Pella team on Tuesday and beat a really good Pella Christian team next Friday. So we can work with this, and we're excited to get back to work on Monday.
You know, as you kind of go into the meat of your schedule here in the month of January, what's one area you evaluate as coach you'd really like to see your team clean up the most kind of going into that time?
Yeah, you know, our MO, if you will, has been turnovers, missed free throws, and missed shots in general. And so how do we try to feel better about a couple less turnovers a game? How do we feel better about a couple more free throws made a game? And how do we build each other up? And Coach Hine had a great comment at the end of the game where our energy on our bench was the best it's been all year. And it's crazy how that stuff bleeds over into the court. And so credit to our bench tonight for bringing it, especially early. And, you know, we're going to need to keep building on that as the rest of this January moves on.
Is it nice being able to play, you know, kind of four, like you mentioned, four deep on your bench and get those girls in with quality minutes to be able to give a breather to some of your starters?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, too much depth is a thing as well, as you know, and on Tuesday night against Pella, we're going to see 11 deep or six girls off the bench for Pella, and that's something that we don't have or we're not using right now. So 8 or 9 girls, and when those girls are coming in, they're giving it their all, they're asking the right questions. And you know, we're getting a lot of experience for a lot of our underclassmen in situations that they've never been in before, and we're going to try to see the benefits of that as the season progresses.
Coach, I appreciate your time coming up here and visiting with me, and you know, best of luck as you guys end the next week of your schedule.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.